So it's the end of the second day of athletics competition here in Mar del Plata, Argentina, at the World Transplant Games. And it's just been a phenomenal 2 days for me. I mean, more than I ever even hoped for, really. Let's see, yesterday it started off, it was really cold in the stands, so cold that everyone was getting out the woolens and extra layers, and we were having the physio team basically rubbing us down to keep our legs warm before the events, and all the warm-up areas were heated. And it was so windy. It was so windy, a wheelie bin actually blew over, which gives you an indication of how bad it was. So on the back straight, it was like you were running uphill. It was just so windy around the back there. So I wasn't expecting much out of my time. So I had the 1500 meter first, and it was all ages, for the females anyway, all ages all going at the same time. And so I just set off. There wasn't really anyone around me, which the best part of the 1500 is when you get to play and you get to have a bit of strategy and you get to, you know, actually kind of have some fun and moving around in the lanes and seeing what people do. But for me, it was pretty much just a time trial. And to be honest, with the wind in that back straight on every single lap, it just felt like I was so slow. So I finished, I came over the line, and for some reason, it's the first track meet I've been to, and they haven't had a clock on the finish line. So I didn't really have any idea of my time. But I did get the gold, and I was really happy about that. I got the gold for my age category, and I was first of any of the females over the line. So I was really chuffed with that. And I realized about a half hour later, after the medal ceremony, that when I looked at my times, I'd actually broken the world record by 1 second, which is amazing. And I really, it took quite a while to sink in that I had actually finished in 5:36, and the old world record, which was set in 2011, was 5:37. So not only am I world champion, I'm actually a world record holder, and that's just incredible. So that was in the morning, and then I had the 400 in the afternoon, and that was always going to be a tough one to follow up, because basically it's my weakest event anyway. I prefer the 1500, I prefer the long stuff. 400, if you're not used to the track, 400 is just once around. So for me, it's pretty much an all-out sprint. So I pushed it as hard as I could through that. Again, it was still really windy. I ended up with gold, and I watched my friend Ruth really push through on that one as well, so I cheered her over the line. So another gold for me. So it was two golds in one day, which is just a fantastic result. Then in terms of today's day at the track, it could not have been more different. It was hot, it was sunny, I had to get sunscreen on. And instead of the registration tent being heated, you know, in a place to get warm, it was a place to have some shade and to cool off. So my events today were both in the afternoon. I had the 800 meter at about 3:40 in the afternoon. And much to my surprise, there were meant to be four of us in the 30 to 39 age category, and all of the others pulled out. So it was actually only me, and I was running at the same time as the 20-year-olds, but they're not really competing against me. So for the 800, I wanted to really push it because I had the world record time in sight, but I didn't quite make it. I think it was just there was still a lot of wind, and it just wasn't meant to be. But I did finish first. I finished in front of all the 20-year-olds as well, and I got a really good time. It was actually a PB for me, so that was really great, and another gold. So I was all alone on the podium for that one. And then my second event was straight after that. They do some relays. So yesterday they had the 4x100 relays, both for men and women. And today we had the 4x400 relays. So for the men, there were a lot of teams, actually. And Team GB took silver in that. Really, really hard won. Very, very close. I mean, it was only inches that they were behind. The Iranian team just had a brilliant result. They ran a brilliant race. So well-deserved to them, really. But we were, since there was only one female team, there was only going to be us and the Americans. And then for some reason, the Americans couldn't pull a team of four together. So it was just Team GB. So we were going to get gold no matter what we did. We wanted to run with the men so that we could have some competition there and, you know, just spur us on. I mean, we'd probably be well behind them, but at least we'd have people to run with. But for some sort of official reason, they wouldn't let us. So we actually ran it on our own. So we were the only ones out on the track. And we just, all four of us, we just said, well, let's just celebrate. Let's celebrate that we're alive. Let's celebrate what a brilliant week of games we've had. The sun is shining. Everyone there was there only because of their donor. And let's just enjoy it. So it was a really good end to the games for me to have my last event be in the sunshine. I had a smile on my face the entire way around. Every time people cheered for me, I just waved the baton in the air like a celebration. And yeah, I mean, my running crew, we always say that you should treat the race as a celebration of all your hard work and training. And that it just felt like a victory lap, and it felt like a celebration. So it was a really good end to the games for me, and one that I'm never going to forget. I've run in 5 events over the week here. I've won 6 gold medals. I've had 4 world championships and 1 world record. And that's just over the moon. I couldn't have hoped for anything anywhere near as good as that. So it's just been a brilliant games here for me. And I cannot wait to come back to Spain in 2017.